The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought by Wallace D. Wattles, read by Beau Bridgewater. Chapter 7, Gratitude. The illustrations given in the last chapter will have conveyed to the reader the fact that the first step toward getting rich is to convey the idea of your wants to the formless substance. This is true, and you will see that in order to do so, it becomes necessary to relate yourself to the formless intelligence in a harmonious way. To secure this harmonious relationship is a matter of such primary and vital importance that I will give some space to its discussion here. I will give you instructions which, if you follow them, will be certain to bring you into a perfectly unity of mind with God. The whole process of mental adjustment and attunement can be summed up in one word, gratitude. First, you believe that there is one intelligent substance from which all things proceed. Secondly, you believe that this substance gives you everything you desire. And thirdly, you relate yourself to it through a feeling of deep and profound gratitude. Many people who order their lives rightly in all other ways are kept in poverty by their lack of gratitude. Having received one gift from God, they cut the wires which connect them with him by failing to make acknowledgement. It is easy to understand that the nearer we live to the source of wealth, the more wealth we shall receive. It is also easy to understand that a soul that is always grateful lives in closer touch with God than one who never looks to him in thankful acknowledgement. When good things come to us, the more gratefully we fix our minds on the supreme power, the more good things we will receive, and the more rapidly they will come. The reason for this is simply that the mental attitude of gratitude draws the mind into closer touch with the source from which the blessings come. If it is a new thought to you that gratitude brings your whole mind into closer harmony with the creative energies of the universe, consider it well, and you will see that it is true. The good things you already possess have come to you because of certain laws. Gratitude will lead your mind out along the ways by which things come, and it will keep you in close harmony with creative thought and prevent you from falling into competitive thought. Gratitude alone can keep you looking toward the infinite and prevent you from falling into the error of thinking that the supply of riches is limited and to think that would be fatal to your hopes. There is a law of gratitude, and if you are to get the results you seek, it is absolutely necessary that you should observe this law. The law of gratitude is the natural principle that action and reaction are always equal in opposite directions. The grateful outreaching of your mind and thankful praise to the supreme power is a liberation or expenditure of force. It cannot fail to reach that to which it is addressed. And, as a result, God responds with an instantaneous movement toward you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. That is a statement of psychological truth. And if your gratitude is strong and constant, the reaction in the formless substance will be strong and continuous. The movement of the things you want will always be toward you. Notice the grateful attitude that Jesus took, how he always seems to be saying, "I thank thee, Father, and thou hearest me." You cannot exercise much power without gratitude, because it is gratitude that keeps you connected with power. But the value of gratitude does not consist solely in getting more blessings in the future. Without gratitude, you cannot keep from being dissatisfied with things as they are. The moment you permit your mind to dwell with dissatisfaction upon things as they are, you begin to lose ground. You fix attention upon the common, the poor, the squalid, and the mean, and your mind takes the form of these things. You will then transmit these forms or mental images to the formless. Thus, the common, the poor, the squalid, and the mean will come to you. To permit your mind to dwell upon the inferior is to become inferior, and to surround yourself with inferior things. On the other hand, To fix your attention on the best is to surround yourself with the best and to become the best. The creative power within us makes us into the image of that to which we give our attention. We are thinking substance, and thinking substance always takes the form of that which it thinks about. The grateful mind is constantly fixed upon the best. Therefore, it tends to become the best. It takes the form or character of the best and will receive the best. Also, faith is born of gratitude. The grateful mind continually expects good things, and expectation becomes faith. The reaction of gratitude upon one's own mind produces faith. Every outgoing wave of grateful thanksgiving increases faith. The person who has no feeling of gratitude cannot long retain a living faith. And, as we see in the following chapters, without a living faith, you cannot get rich by the creative method. It is necessary, then, to cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, to give thanks continuously, and because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. Do not waste time thinking or talking about the shortcomings or wrong actions of plutocrats or trust magnates. Their organization of the world has made your opportunity. All that you have received really has come to you because of them. Do not rage against corrupt politicians. If it were not for politicians, we should fall into anarchy, and your opportunity would be greatly lessened. God has worked a long time and very patiently to bring us up to where we are in industry and government, and He is going right on with His work. I believe that He will do away with plutocrats and trust magnates, captains of industry and politicians as soon as they can be spared. But, in the meantime, they are very necessary. Remember that they are helping to arrange the lines of transmission along which your riches will come to you. Be grateful to them. This will bring you into a harmonious relationship with the good in everything, and the good in everything will move toward you.